We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Tayele Amore, Earth Protector viewers. Tayele Amore means welcome in Sepedi, a language spoken mainly in South Africa. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. A reminder for all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155. Frequency 11604 MHz. Polarization horizontal, symbol rate 27500. FEC 5 over 6. Please refer to suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, AST 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K band, and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bea Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, channel 16 on Parabolica Bea Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Tele Lonidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo, Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations assists Serbia with development. In humanitarian news, Russia donates $1 million of grain and wheat flour to Yemen. In veg news, a Loving Heart restaurant in Orlando, Florida, USA receives a new accolade. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 8th, esteemed Malian writer, playwright, comedian, actor, theater, and film director, Falaba Issa Traore is remembered. Born in 1930 in Baguni, Mali, he passed away on this day in 2003. Mr. Traore began his multi-talented art career in the theater. Also involved in cinema, he established a cinematique in Mali in 1982 and was its first director. Mr. Traore was a gifted storyteller as well. For his dedicated work in the field, he was awarded the Silver Medal for Storytelling in 1994 at the Games of La Francophonie, an international sports and cultural event held in France. May immensely creative individuals such as Mr. Falaba Issa Traore continue to share their gifts and bring joy to many.
Fly-in news. Over 100 succumbed to flash floods in northern India. A severe thunderstorm followed by hail took at least 112 lives and injured 400 as flash floods and mudslides were set off in the Himalayan region of Ladakh in Jammu and Kashmir state on Friday, August 6th. The floods, which began around midnight, swept away homes, cars and buses, while most people lost communication in and around the district of Leh. Meanwhile, locals, police, paramilitary and army soldiers worked to rescue residents and visiting tourists from knee-deep mud that carried some buses in its flow for up to 2 kilometres.
Conveying his grief for the losses, Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has offered, along with the Jammu and Kashmir state government, to provide relief funds for those who have lost family members. Union Health Minister Ghulam Nabi Azad is also flying to the affected areas with relief supplies and a team of 140 personnel from the National Disaster Relief Force, as well as doctors and paramedical staff. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir police have set up 2 camps to provide food and shelter for nearly 2,000 people.
With our prayers for the storm afflicted, we thank the government officials, military, police and local volunteers for your dedicated endeavours to help the victims. With heaven's blessings, may such calamities be lessened through humanity's gentler stewardship on earth.
Floods sweep northeastern USA. An overnight storm prompted several calls for help in Clinton County, New York, early on Wednesday, August the 4th, as the Great Chazy River, which is normally low and slow-moving at this time of year, swelled to overflowing, which in turn triggered flash floods. 2 summer campgrounds were completely flooded, with 125 campsites evacuated as emergency services rescued several people, including a Canadian woman who was swept away in the swiftly moving waters. Several camping trailers were damaged and roads were temporarily closed. Meanwhile, western Pennsylvania was pummeled by thunderstorms full of lightning strikes and powerful winds that damaged several homes and set off flooding in some areas. As of Thursday night, crews were still working to restore power for some 12,800 customers, mostly in the worst-affected counties of Fayette, Greene, and Washington. Our gratefulness, all rescue and emergency personnel, for your work to safeguard those in the storm-hit regions. May such weather intensities become a thing of the past as we strive for better care of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
About the Oracle of Omaha as being the most generous philanthropist.
Billionaires pledge wealth to charity. Announced by billionaires Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, the Giving Pledge charity drive has been joined by 40 other U.S. billionaires and their families. The participants, who include CNN founder Ted Turner, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison, and Hollywood director George Lucas, have all promised that at least half of their fortune would go to charity. With the drive calling for commitments based on moral principle rather than a legal contract, co-founding philanthropist Warren Buffett commented that the response has been remarkable given that the endeavor was launched just 6 weeks ago. Blessed be the giving spirits of the American billionaires who have so generously pledged to share your wealth. May your benevolent contributions bring hope and joy as they benefit many throughout the world. In recognition of their giving hearts, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring all the charitable participants with the Shining World Compassion Award.
UN Chief Ban Ki-moon calls for total nuclear weapon ban during visit to Japan. Bringing with him a message of support for nuclear disarmament, United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon visited the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which had been devastated in 1945 nuclear attacks. He toured the Nagasaki Atomic Bomb Museum, where he spoke with survivors of that time. He also became the first UN Secretary-General to attend the annual Hiroshima Peace Memorial Ceremony held this year on Friday, August 6th. Commemorating those who lost their lives 65 years ago.
Other first-time representation at the internationally attended ceremony included the United States, France, and the United Kingdom. With more than 400,000 lives lost to the 1945 nuclear attack, Secretary General Ban urged for all nations to be rid of nuclear weapons as he addressed the Peace Memorial Ceremony and stated, "Together we are on a journey from ground zero to global zero, a world free of weapons of mass destruction. That is the only path to a safer world."
We share and respectfully commend your peaceful vision, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. May all nations awaken to the unnecessary devastations of war and step toward the expansion of peace and companionship to all corners of the world.
The United States welcomes next Supreme Court Justice. On Saturday, August 7th, distinguished lawyer and professor Elena Kagan was sworn in as a new justice to the Supreme Court of the United States, the country's highest judicial body. Prior to her confirmation, Madam Justice Kagan served as Solicitor General of the United States for U.S. President Barack Obama and was a policy advisor under President Bill Clinton, as well as being the first female dean of Harvard Law School, among other career distinctions. Appointed by President Obama in May and voted by the Senate on Thursday, Ms. Kagan now joins the Court of Justices as the fourth woman in its history. Our respectful congratulations, Madam Justice Kagan, on your election. May the wise rulings of you and your esteemed associates help lives and further human society toward a just and nobler future.
Poland's president inaugurated. Bronisław Komorowski, who became the nation's acting president upon the passing of President Lech Kaczynski in April, took the oath of office on Friday, August 6th as Poland's new head of state. His inauguration followed a presidential election in July where he received more than 53% of voter approval. President Komorowski has pledged to collaborate with both government and state institutions to build national unity as well as modernize Poland and improve the health system. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. May your leadership bring forth noble friendship, development, and peace for all gentle Polish fellow citizens.
U.S. federal judge rules same-sex marriage okay. Chief U.S. District Judge Vaughn Walker ruled on Wednesday, August the 4th, that Proposition 8, which banned marriages of same-sex couples in the state of California, denied basic rights to the concerned parties. He stated, "Moral disapproval alone is an improper basis on which to deny rights. The evidence shows conclusively that Proposition 8 enacts without reason a private moral view that same-sex couples are inferior to opposite-sex couples." The following day, the Supreme Court of Mexico also ruled that same-sex marriage is protected under the nation's constitution. The California decision may be appealed to the nation's Supreme Court with a ruling that could become federal law. Honorable Justice Walker and Mexican Supreme Court, we appreciate your decisions of fairness. May we all realize a similar justice as we regard our fellow human beings with dignity and respect.
Save our planet. Wildfires in Russia heighten nuclear disaster risk. Triggered by the country's worst heat wave in over a century, forest and peat bog fires in Russia continue to blaze, with over 50 lives that have been lost so far and thousands of people homeless. In the capital city of Moscow, smoke from the fires has quadrupled carbon monoxide levels and seriously impaired residents' breathing, causing hundreds to seek medical attention, with flights that have been disrupted as well.
As the flames most recently moved south of Moscow, they have approached the area of the calamitous 1986 Chernobyl nuclear accident. Russian Emergencies Minister Sergei Shoigu said that if the fires keep spreading into the Bryansk region of the Chernobyl site, the radionuclide and combustible gases that have been buried underground may be released, thus forming a new dangerous pollution zone.
Experts estimate that the 1986 Chernobyl disaster caused up to 500,000 fatalities in and around Russia due to cancers, with other contamination effects being seen to this day. Considered the worst nuclear accident in history, the Chernobyl event 20 years ago also influenced other countries' policies. A referendum in Italy, for example, resulted in the shutdown of its nuclear industry at the time, while countries such as Germany and Denmark boosted efforts to develop safer, sustainable energy resources like wind power.
With our sadness for the lives lost, we thank the Russian government and all the courageous firefighters for your efforts to contain the flames safely. Our prayers for the blessing of cool showers that help restore stability for residents across the land and that such disasters are averted through our harmonious, life-protecting ways.
During a 2008 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the range of environmental problems faced by humanity, highlighting at the same time practical solutions for a secure future.
Against this kind of great upheaval of calamities, the only refuge that we can take is in heaven's grace. By being virtuous, by being compassionate, then we can be saved. Otherwise, even if we dig a hole into the mountain or under the ground to stay away from the sun heat, or we go up in the mountain to avoid the sea rising, there are other calamities will be coming our way. The root of our problem is that we have been unkind to our co-inhabitants, and we have also been unkind to our environment. So in order to solve the problem that we are facing right now, we have to reverse our actions. We have to be kind to our co-inhabitants. Instead of killing them, massacring them, sacrificing them, we have to take care of them. And instead of polluting the planet, the air, we have to turn to, friendly energy and sustainable energy. Just reverse our actions. Vegetarian diet, number one. Green energy, number two. Everybody work together to be frugal and protect the environment and the animals.
Save Our Planet. Pacific Meeting discusses Fiji and climate change. The 41st Pacific Islands Forum Leaders Meeting concluded on Thursday, August 5th, following 2 days of talks in the Vanuatu capital of Port Vila. The leaders from 15 Pacific Island countries discussed climate change, which for many poses the most severe threat to residents' livelihoods, security and welfare, especially with rising sea levels already engulfing several low-lying member nations. Participants agreed that policies for reducing emissions must be reached urgently. More cohesive plans are expected to be established in continued talks leading up to the Global Climate Change Meeting in Mexico later this year. The leaders also discussed Fiji as a returning member nation, with all expressing support for her participation as a fully democratic society. Our respectful salute, Pacific Island Forum leaders, on your steps to work harmoniously toward ensuring the welfare of fellow citizens. May such exemplary eco-friendly initiatives yield ever-sustainable living conditions for all Pacific Islanders and their homes.
Save Our Planet. Toyota's Prius tops sales for more than a year. July 2010 marked the 15th consecutive month that the Japanese automaker's popular hybrid electric vehicle was the best-selling car in the country, boosting overall hybrid sales past 1 million vehicles. As the world's largest automaker, Toyota Motor Corporation was also the first to commercially produce a hybrid electric vehicle when it made the Prius available in 1997. With Japan's government assisting eco-conscious car buyers through tax incentives and other rebates, the popular Prius currently has a wait time of approximately 6 months. Toyota is also planning additional hybrids, along with the development of other green transportation technologies. Bravo, Toyota, and many thanks for your eco contributions to transportation. Wishing happy travels to the many Prius drivers as we look forward to a future of sustainably powered vehicles for all.
Save Our Planet. Indiana State University in the USA installs a parking lot made of permeable asphalt, which reduces costs by absorbing water directly rather than having to be diverted to storm drains, while also providing a system of natural filtration.
Save Our Planet. Australian researcher Dr. Zoe Richards has discovered a colony of Pacific elkhorn coral, one of the rarest in the world, growing near the Marshall Islands in the North Pacific Ocean.
Hello, wonderful viewers. I'm Genty the Gorilla, a dedicated vegan with a thoughtful tip from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Soak hard sticky dishes or pots in soapy water. It will help easy removal while hand washing. Many thanks, much love Supreme Master Ching Hai for this recommendation. And thank you, kind viewers, for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thanks for tuning in. Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
In world news, the United Nations donates $250 million to Serbia. The country partnership strategy, an agreement between Serbia and the UN, will support areas including sustainable development, governance, and the promotion of regional stability and collaboration. The plan for the program was created by the Serbian government. It will operate from 2011 to 2015. Our earnest gratitude, United Nations, for your care for Serbian brethren. May heaven bless many lives to be enhanced by this wonderful project.
In humanitarian news, Russia donates $1 million of grain and wheat flour to Yemen. The contribution will be given through the United Nations World Food Program. In February 2010, Russia contributed over 60 tons of supplies to Yemen for displaced citizens within the nation. Our heartfelt thankfulness, Russia. God bless your generosity and care. May the gentle citizens of Yemen soon greet many bright tomorrows.
Up next on Noteworthy News, Loving Hut Vegan Restaurant in Florida, USA is recognized as Best Food Vendor at a festival. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more salutable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a kinder world. In veg news, Loving Hut Restaurant in Orlando, Florida, USA receives an accolade. The Vegan Eatery was the winner of the 2010 TheDailyCity.com Audience Choice Awards as the best food vendor at the Orlando International Fringe Theater Festival. The event was a 12-day gathering featuring innovative theatrical productions, art, and music. Honorees were selected by individuals choosing their favorites on an art and culture blog of Orlando called The Daily City. Loving Hut is part of an international chain lovingly encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to offer affordable and delectable plant-based cuisine to the public.
Congratulations, Loving Hut, in Orlando, Florida, where we all join in saving the Earth by adopting the animal-free diet of peace today.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Mandarin entitled Mothers.
Mothers. 喜欢吹嘘说自己的小孩有多棒，有个妈妈趁着小孩刚从大学毕业，想要借着这个机会胜过另一位妈妈，就说：“我的儿子真是太棒了，面试的机会哟简直多的呀，他的履历已经在印第5版了。”
And now for our viewers hotline on Meet Sean Monson, director of Earthlings on Stop Animal Cruelty series on Animal World, our co-inhabitants.
Thanks for this excellent program. Cesar from Mexico.
Greetings, Cesar. Your supportive comment is appreciated. Director Sean Monson's documentary Earthlings has profoundly affected thousands of people to turn away from meat eating forever. May we see more such noble filmmakers and celebrities showing why transitioning to a vegan diet is truly a necessity. Godspeed and love to you and the kind citizens of Mexico.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Shalom Gabutz, which means goodbye in Sephardi.
May celestial music bring joy and harmony to your life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Relief donations for Pakistan following recent catastrophic floods include 2,000 all-weather tents from the UK, 100,000 euros in humanitarian aid from Greece, and approximately $2 million in emergency assistance from Canada.
Kenyans vote for a new and more democratic constitution designed to distribute presidential powers across legislative bodies and support high moral principles within government.
10-year-old Hannah Braid of Massachusetts, USA, who is now cancer-free, is recognized with a local award for her raising of over $30,000 as a way of giving back to the Make-A-Wish Foundation for its help to her when she was suffering from lymphoma.
Saudi Arabia sends a second plane carrying relief items for the victims of recent floods in various parts of Pakistan, along with 150 tons of fresh dates to distribute to the people.
The Italian government issues coupons to enable low-income families to go on holiday and enjoy the country's rich cultural heritage and natural beauty.
Young Iranian Fatemeh Abdouli receives top awards for her memorization of 20 chapters of the Holy Quran at an international competition for women in Amman, Jordan.
A group of teenage girls in Tennessee, USA give free air conditioners to the less fortunate to keep them cool during the hot summer, purchased with money they raised by washing cars.
The United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority announces plans to donate $7.6 million toward meals and clothing to benefit 75,000 Emirati and international citizens during the holy month of Ramadan.
In Jilin Province, China, father and son managed to hang on to trees for 9 hours until rescue troops come to save them from the swiftly moving floodwaters that submerged their entire neighborhood.
Thanks to the support and donations of the German government, as well as private donors, organizations, and companies, a 335-seat cinema reopens for the first time in 23 years in the West Bank city of Jenin, Palestine.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.